story time with Jazara the Savvy Diva, powered by Jafet. This is an audio collection of my thoughts, birthed from my weekly, sometimes daily Jazaraisms, which, by the way, are my own words of wisdom. The story time will reveal my thoughts and emotions, compressing them into stories relative to my weekly themed conversations with myself while getting through the day. I'll share thoughts that transpired into a topic where I may recall an event or experience in my life, whether past or present, that is reflective to my current state of mind. So sit back, sip some tea, or grab you a shot of Patron. Either way, enjoy Story Time with Savvy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first episode of Story Time with your girl, Jazara the Savvy Diva. Now, to those of you who may be saying, your girl, Jazara the Savvy Diva, who is she? I'm an author, a blogger, entrepreneur, co-owner of Jafet, which is a small publishing company, a mother to one male child, and four furball animals I like to call my pack of lions and wolves. So, this very first episode is going to go with the theme of friendships. Now, I write Jazaraisms, which is my way of writing words of encouragement, which started to encourage myself. But as I started posting them, people were commenting on social media saying they were very compelling, very inspiring. And so I decided to create this little podcast to share stories that were reflective of what the theme of my Jazaraisms are. So this week is about friendships. I chose friendships because my very best BFF, the first BFF I ever had on this earth, my mother, her and I decided to go see the movie Girls Trip. Everyone is raving about this movie, so we decided to take a trip to the movies and see it. It was freaking hilarious, hysterical. I mean, I laughed so hard. Tears were coming out my eyes. Some of those tears were from my emotions being sad because of a couple of scenes. But overall, the movie is hilarious, and you will enjoy watching this movie. As I sat and watched this masterpiece, I found myself thinking and reminiscing on events and trips I've shared with my very own friends. So I pose this question to you. How many of us have real friends? Now, not the ones on social media, the ones that pick and choose which posts to like, but the ones that you actually break bread with, the ones that support you, the ones you see in real FaceTime, the ones you sip cocktails with. How many of those friends have entered into, departed from, or remain in your circle of friends? You see, I don't call many people friends. I have a small circle, and I've known since kindergarten some of those friends. And then I have new friends who, after careful vetting, because no, I don't trust everybody, I do get along with a lot of people. Really, I get along with everyone until, you know, maybe something clashes, but I pretty much get along with everyone. But after careful vetting, I take my time to be so trusting. But when I do, it's definitely because they've proven to be very real and authentic. Some friends pop in your life at the right moment, which I like to call a season. They're either going to help you face something, or you've already faced it and they've been there supporting you. Some friends were perfect from the moment, and some friends will always be permanent, a permanent facet in your life. There are many adjectives I can think of to describe the friends that I've grown to love and have outgrown. And for those that I have outgrown, I still love them from a distance and wish them well from afar. Now let me know if these couple of friendship categories that I put together through my adjectives, if they resonate with you. So I wrote down the jealous, envious friend, the party girlfriend, and the recycled girlfriend. Now, don't take the recycled girlfriend the wrong way. It doesn't have a negative connotation. It's all out of love, and really all of them are. And as the stories that I tell unfold, you'll understand why I chose recycled for the recycled girlfriends. Now, let me be clear. Before I saw the movie, I had already had these type of friends jotted down. And so, when you do see the movie, if you haven't already seen the movie, you'll probably be like, oh yeah, these are kind of reflective of the kind of friends that are in the movie. I think a lot of us have a combination of so many different type of friends in our circle. But these three I chose just because I've written about them before. So, the story begins. The jealous friend. I would like to introduce you to the jealous / envious friend. The one we've grown to love. Or perhaps the one who we might have become. We all have friends that get excited when they see the walls crumble around us. Or they're happiest when they see us scrambling on the ground, scurrying around to find ourselves. They feel weak and bitter when we're on top of our game, excelling beyond expectation, even our own. They secretly enjoy watching our failures and go into an anorexic meltdown if we are doing anything that doesn't make them look good. Now, some of us won't admit it, but there have been times we experienced a little dose of envy and a double dose of jealousy. Take a moment to recall as I continue the story. It may have been the day you realized your hair didn't wave up like your best friend's hair when you both were caught in a thunderstorm, after your mother spent countless hours in that hot kitchen burning your ear with that hot comb. Or perhaps it was the day you and your friend were trying on clothes in Bloomingdale's and you glanced at her perfect body curving to the true shape of the jeans like a glove. Disappointment resonated over your face as your reflection appeared in the mirror, displaying your underdeveloped body drowning in every pair of jeans you chose. You may have secretly put a wad of bubblegum on her pillow as she slept during your weekly sleepovers, praying she'd roll over, locking the wad between her wavy locks, or perhaps you forgot to mention to her that her fabulous glove-fitting jeans were now saturated with a questionable red stain covering the middle of her back pocket. I'm not too proud to admit that I have suffered from a viral plague of jealousy in my past, but who hasn't? Even now as an adult, I still communicate with a few jealous plagued women. We all know one. So let's call our jealous friend Melanie. I'm sure you've met. She's the friend you have known since before you two could speak or walk. You've shared your hopes, dreams, fears, desires, and yes, you've even made the fatal mistake of showing her a pair of shoes at the mall you've been eyeing, only for her to blatantly purchase the same pair on the spot. You love her like a sister. Well, now your love for her is like the family member that you wish didn't come around so often, so you didn't have to hide your true self in fear of your identity being stolen because of her jealous tendencies. Melanie is the one you look for in the crowd as you are being awarded for an honorable achievement, but her jealousy gets the best of her, so she skips the ceremony. But let's be fair, she does manage to make a cameo appearance at the reception 3 hours later, just as everyone is beginning to clean up. And no, she does not lift a finger. She is so overwhelmed with jealousy that she doesn't even realize that through all of your adolescent awkwardness and teenage trials, you always admired her for being witty and confident. She's a fast talker, often loud and magnetic, all in one breath, which she displays only when the spotlight is on her. She has a negative opinion about everyone and everything that puts a sparkle in your eye, and will take on your ideas as if they were her own. She's a friend who was cursed with a voluptuous breast size in the 7th grade, wearing a double C-cup bra. You often find yourself standing in the mirror chanting, I must increase my bust. I know they soon will grow. Of course, Melanie told you about this chant and that it would surely help the little knots on your chest expand in size like her double C melons. She would snicker in amusement as she lay across your bed watching your repetitive chant and hold back the laughter as she tried to convince you that your knots were larger the day before than the previous week. You gotta love Melanie, though. She is the friend we will forever love and look forward to seeing, even on days when we feel down, because her Her jealousy will boost our ego. She harbors jealousy for no apparent reason, and it will probably increase the day she meets another woman tainted with the same jealous tendencies, and the cycle will go on and on. Now, the party girl is everyone that can probably relate to. She is the one who we will call Trina. She's the friend who never remembers what happened the night before. She weighs about 135 pounds and swears she can hold her liquor or drink anyone under the table, including 300-pound muscle men. She's the bubbly chick that everyone loves to have around, especially in a social setting. That includes a bar, music, a dance floor, and of course, buffalo wings. The one you have to constantly keep an eye on in the club, or at a happy hour, or even at your office holiday party. Oftentimes you wonder, why the hell am I out with her? Because you never have the chance to enjoy yourself. Your girl's night out planning normally starts out with the conference call of excited divas deciding on a few important factors for the night. Like, who will drive? Whose house are we meeting at? And of course, the outfits. You gotta figure out what outfits would accommodate the mood of the night. After hours of planning and finalizing all the key elements, everyone wonders how the hell Trina's house became the final option for the meeting spot. And more so, why is she already moistened with sweat beads dripping down the sides of her face from the 3 abnormal shots of tequila? She's walking around the house nonchalantly, half-dressed with a thong, stilettos, and no top, exclaiming that she can't find her favorite party shirt. So, of course, we instantly realize that the original plan of Trina chauffeuring the party divas to the club instantly goes to plan B, which is normally when someone like me raises my hand because I'm the person who feels obligated to ensure the safety of everyone. Especially since the rest of the divas have begun to throw back shots of tequila to fight off the urge to attack Trina. Everyone except me is laughing while I'm driving. They're spewing unfamiliar language of excitement, demanding that I accelerate to rush the delivery of their drunken tales to the club. Trina is the one, the very first one on the dance floor, the first to lose a shoe, a piece of clothing, and the very one to be snatched off another woman's man after being spotted with her tongue down his mouth. And of course, like always, the only one the other divas have to peel off the dance floor when the club lights begin flickering, telling us it's time to go home. The process of hydrating her with fluids began before departing the bar and continues at her house until the early hours of the next morning. The morning greets the dedicated crew with a refreshed but half-dressed Trina, who questions why everyone looks so worn out. She never believes the outrageous nights of her untamed excitement and expelling rants of vomit in cars that don't belong to her. The other divas spend all their morning trying to piece together some other parts of the night, but most of the night is a blur to them as well. Perhaps you're the one like me, who sits in the corner with a smug grin on my face, with delight that at the end of all these misadventures, on my phone lies all the evidence that I captured to preserve those precious moments. I guess being the designated driver definitely has its perks. Now on to the recycled girlfriends. You see, years ago, I made a pact with my son to help save the earth by separating plastics and aluminum trash for our yellow recycle bin. Now, I've decided to recycle other things in life as well. I began evaluating friendships that I once had with other women and recently vowed to never ever care about, ever. But then life threw an unexpected monkey wrench in the plan and death stepped in unexpectedly. It's amazing how life can make you eat your words. I fashioned myself as being hardcore when I vowed to never, ever speak to someone again. You see, I am the queen of grudges. I guess fortunately for me, I was forced to realize it was a waste of creative energy being mad at my ex-friends. I would talk about the infamous fallout that brought our friendship to its knees over and over and over again to other friends, never realizing that I was the only person that was convinced these friendships didn't mean the world to me. Eating my words was a tough act to endure, especially when I wasn't sure why the friendships ended. But life happens, maturity sets in, and death snatches two of your closest friends from you. I vowed to put aside my pride and contact two other women whose friendships meant the world to me. The whole experience of losing close friends to cancer brought me bitter but sweet results. I mourn them every day, and some days are harder than most, especially when I run across a photo, a Christmas card, or even hear a familiar voice whisper behind me. The sweet ending in my loss allowed me to gain a new outlook on life and realize I was mourning the two friendships that I had dissolved. I have put aside all of my petty issues, and yes, I am the queen of petty. And those petty issues, insults, and name-calling, and even jealous tendencies probably were half the reason why the two friendships were tossed away. And I had intentions on leaving them in the trash bin. But fortunately for me, my son's innocent outlook on life and the reason for recycling impacted my decision to pull the friendships up from the rubble and recycle them as well. Mashing and ironing out the past, renewing the friendships, starting fresh from recycled scraps of reasoning and forgiveness has allowed me to appreciate the women they are as opposed to who we all were in our early 20s. Our friendships have traveled full circle from good to bad, transforming into something better. Recycling was once a daunting task in my everyday life, but in the end, we can all benefit from reusing and repurposing the treasures we already have in our lives. The end. See, now, as I reflect, the woman in the Girls Trip movie celebrated their friendships through the good and the bad. They knew each other's gifts, flaws, weaknesses, and even their fears. Having good friends in your corner is a prized jewel. And being able to own your mistakes, reveal your truth, even when it's embarrassing or it bruises your pride or ego. And accepting your friends for who they are, as well as accepting yourself, is definitely the best formula for a true friendship. So this week's Jazarism was reflective of my friendship, and this is what I wrote for my words of wisdom. Friends breathe comfort, joy, and laughter into one another when both turmoil and victory exist. But a real friend instinctively knows without hesitation or invitation to pour unlimited support into the one sitting silently armed with an ego and pride. The end. You see, sometimes as women, we bear the cross for a lot of things in our lives and are afraid to ask for help or even a shoulder to cry on because we fear being weak or even looking weak or revealing that life is swallowing us up. But true friends can detect when their friend is drowning, even when she doesn't want to admit it. And true friends will pull your card, tell you some real shit, and then hug you to transfer their strength. And this is why I value my true friends. Thank you. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Storytime with Jazara the Savvy Diva. Maybe you had an aha moment and there was something you could relate to. If you need to come back later and listen to this episode again, you can find it on my blog at www.jawfut.com/divablog. Be sure to comment by sharing your thoughts, and don't forget, share it with a friend. Also, follow me on Instagram for a weekly dose of my Jazarisms. And if you're not on the gram, then you can find my Jazarisms on Facebook and Twitter. Catch me on all three under Jazara the Savvy Diva. Tune in next time for the next episode of Storytime with Jazara the Savvy Diva.